You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a rather eclectic mix of bluegrass music to play for you today, coming from people like the American Drive, Bill Monroe, the Lost Pines, the Waller Brothers, Rhonda Vincent, Phil Rosenthal, all sorts of people playing on the show, and I hope you're going to enjoy the music that I've selected for you. We'll get straight in. A tune from American Drive. It's sort of like an old folk song, really, or that's how I hear it. It's a tune called Gotta Travel On. American Drive, this is an album recorded about 2012. Ricky Wasson on guitar and lots of lead vocals. Dwight McCall on mandolin and lead and tenor vocals. Matt Despain on dobro, and he does lead and baritone vocals. Kyle Perkins on upright bass, and Justin Jenkins on the banjo. They're a great group. A lot of them alumni from J.D. Crowe's band. That just gives you an idea of the standard of these guys. Here's American Drive doing a tune called Gotta Travel On.
To Johnny, Johnny can't come home, Johnny can't come home, no, Johnny can't come home. We'll pop the rice to Johnny, Johnny can't come home, 'cause he's been on that chain gang too long. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, summer's almost gone and winter's coming home. I've laid around and played around this old town too long, and I feel
version of that, beautifully recorded, and Justin Jenkins, I think that's, let me check that, Justin Jenkins on the banjo. He was just impeccable, and that's a perfect word for his playing, and I just thought that was a neat version of that old song. I'll go back to 1965 for the next one, and this is Bill Monroe himself. This is recorded at the Fincastle Bluegrass Festival in 1965. Bill Monroe had Peter Rowan on guitar, and it's a tune he wrote called Get Up John, and it's just a little bit different. I think it's the mandolins in a different tuning. Sounds real weird, and it's Bill Monroe's way of doing instrumentals. It's actually almost a mood and a groove rather than a specific tune, and he gets amazing effects out of his mandolin. Here he is playing Get Up John. Get up, John. Think of that. So much energy in his playing then, and getting some great notes. And that's working the mandolin really hard. No wonder his mandolin looked pretty battered at the time. Man, he worked that hard. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm having great fun playing a selection of songs from the CDs on the shelves that line my living room. And I thought, trying to pick out things that I think you might enjoy. Here's an album from the Lost Pines, basically a sort of pretty young group. I suppose everybody's young when you compare them to me, but from a pretty young group. And this album was produced by Lloyd Maines and the Lost Pines back in 2011. Talia Bryce does lead and harmony vocals, plays rhythm guitar. Christian Ward does some lead vocals too and plays banjo. Mark Leonetti, harmony vocals and the lead guitar. Brian Durkin on bass, Sean Dean on fiddle, John Kimpainen on fiddle, and Alex Rube on mandolin. And the album is called Sweet Honey, and that's the song I've selected to play. This is written by Talia Bryce. Here's The Lost Pines.
Darling, before you send me to an early grave, 'cause
Oh, they have a good band sound, don't they? And lots of energy, which I always love to hear in their playing. That was the Lost Pines, and the album's called Sweet Honey. Brother duets have been the basis of so much bluegrass music, right back to the Blue Sky Boys and the Monroe Brothers and the Del Moores and a host, Lily Brothers, the Stanley Brothers. They just work together beautifully. And I know that feeling because I play with my sons in a band. And son Sam plays guitar, sings lead. Tim plays a double bass, sings the tenor harmony. And I'll talk a little bit more about this later in the show. But I just love the way the two boys sing together. They seem to know what each other is thinking. They phrase together and they just do things together, and that's been the way of brother duets right through all this music that we love. And I have an album here called The Old Photograph, and it's the Waller brothers. Butch Waller was he's a main man in Californian bluegrass with his band High Country, a great mandolin player, is a great singer. And he's got a younger brother, Bob, who plays guitar. And although they've gone down different musical paths over the years, this is an album of the two playing together, just showing that they know how to do the old duets. And I've picked the song, Where Is My Sailor Boy? It's a Charlie Munro's song. He's credited with it anyway. Been recorded by the Munro Brothers back on the Bluebird label in 1937. And later versions from the Lily Brothers. Didn't mention them. Doc Watson and lots of other musicians. It's a great song and a great sound with the two brothers playing guitar and mandolin. And let's have a listen to it.
Stand on the beach alone and gaze at the misty blue. Deep sea as you hold him to your breast, does he mention my name to you? What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and it foams and it rolls on its weary way. Some token of love could find. If only the waves would show me where he sleeps, then I'd leave this world behind. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. Take it, please, and let it set upon my lover's watery grave. The driftwood I watched in vain, my rose ne'er came back again. So waves take another message to my love, saying I'll meet him above. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say?
Oh, the energy in that song is just magic, and the playing, the notes, everything's just together. I really love that duet stuff. I hope you enjoyed it too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing the music that I love, and I really do love some of the some of it just really touches me, and I really enjoy things like that brother duet we've just had on this show. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you wondered why I have a different sort of accent, that's because you're in a different country, and my show sort of syndicated around various places in Canada. We've got six access radio stations, community radio stations that take Back Porch Bluegrass. In New Zealand, we've got eight or nine stations that take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. And I've just loved this music since the 1960s. Always liked the sound of a banjo, and then I heard Earl Scruggs playing Beverly Hillbillies and found out there was a whole genre of music that went with that style of banjo playing, and I've been trying to work it out ever since. And it's really good fun. Love playing it. Played with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, playing with the Trenwiths now, and we got to play a track from them pretty soon. Right now, I need to tell you that the sponsors for Back Porch Bluegrass are Shearer's Music Works, and if you need anything to do with music, go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful staff. They know exactly what they're talking about. They're all musicians, and they'll sort out your needs. There's no doubt about it. Let's get on with this show. Some of my favourite music is the Stanleys and their gospel music. And I got an album some time ago which is became one of my favourites. It's called the Stanley Gospel Tradition. Tradition, got to say that right. And the album's called Songs About Our Saviour. And this is people who, like me, love the Stanley Brothers music, and all joining in. And the first song I've picked is The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn. Ralph Stanley is credited as writing this one. James King is doing the lead vocal, Dan Tominski doing the tenor vocal and playing mandolin, Tim Austin on guitar, James Allen Shelton of guitar. Well, he'd know how to play Stanley's music, wouldn't he? Craig Smith on banjo, Barry Bales on bass, and Aubrey Haney on fiddle are doing this classic bluegrass sound. Many of you may have heard Emmylou Harris doing it, but I think this version is as good as any. The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn. Soul and
darkest hour is just before dawn.
Oh, great job. Great job done by James King on the lead vocal there. To me, Carter Stanley is still just about the best of the all bluegrass lead singers. Understatement is really his way of putting out the music, but heartfelt understatement. I'm not sure if those two words go together, but that's how I hear Carter Stanley, and I think James King did a similar job there. Well, I've got an album that I'd like to feature. It's from way back 2000, and it's Alison Brown on banjo. She is a stunningly good banjo player, and I've got some more up-to-date music from her too, but this album has got some great music in it, and I've picked two tunes that are quite different from each other, and we're going to hear them both. The first one is called The Devil Went Down to Berkeley, that's how you say it. Devil Went Down to Berkeley, and Alison Brown on banjo, Daryl Anger on fiddle, Mike Marshall on mandolin, Tony Rice on guitar, Todd Phillips on bass. And that's a pretty far out sort of tune, quite different from straightforward bluegrass. And the second one is one of my favourite tunes. It's one called Girls Breakdown, which I think is a great name because every young banjo player learns Earl's Breakdown. And Alison did a fine job with this tune of hers called Earl's Breakdown. And on that one, she's got Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, Stuart Duncan, Tony Rice again, and Todd Phillips again. And Alison has, of course, played banjo. And Girls Breakdown has got some wonderful use of tuning pegs, the old D tuners, and just a great tune. So let's hear these two tunes from Alison Brown on banjo. She has turned into one of the leading lights of bluegrass music with her promotion, with her recording company, with the music that she's recording and her promotion. And she obviously has a superb business brain and doing great things for bluegrass music. Very, very proud to play her on the show. And here we have The Devil Went Down to Berkeley.